Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, the traffic in Illinois is going outbound. Ted Dabrowski is the president of Wire Points. We've been talking about this in the past, the fact that Illinois is losing population. Ted, welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, let me tell you something you already know. Illinois' population fell by nearly 80,000 in 2020. That's the second most in the country. Are we losing from the city, or are we losing from all over, or how does that work?
Well, we've been losing from all over. We don't have all the specific detail yet of the 2020 breakdown. That'll come out in a few weeks. But, you know, this is a trend that's continuing year after year. This is the seventh year in a row that Illinois has shrunk. And, you know, you have to go back and remember that, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, or earlier, this was a destination state. People were coming from all over the world, right? They were coming from the South. They were coming from Europe. They were coming from everywhere. And what's sad now is that it's the opposite. We're the fastest shrinking state in the country since 2010. No state has lost more people than we have. So we're going backwards right now. And if you're not growing, you're dying, they say.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you, but I read that 93 of Illinois' 102 counties have shrunk since 2010, so all but nine of the counties. Do you happen to know where those nine are? I suspect they're just very rural counties.
Well, it's interesting. Collar counties have picked up.
Okay.
Four of the five have picked up what Cook County has lost. So, they pop right over the border. So there are four, I think, of the nine. Then you got a place like Champaign. Springfield, I get the county that's in Springfield, Sangamon, I think, grew. So it's places that have big public sector, institutions.
So Cook County might be losing people, but not necessarily out of state. I mean, they are that as well, but they're losing them to the suburbs.
Well, they certainly are going also into Lake County and into Indiana, for example. So, you know, Cook County's had its problems from 2000 to 2010. It lost 200,000 people. So, you know, these are big deals when you're thinking about a state that can't afford to lose its tax base right now.
Where are they going?
Oh, we lose. So if you look at the inflow of people and the outflow of people, you know, and compare Illinois to the other 49 states, we lose on a net basis to 43 of them. And we lose big to Texas. We lose big to Florida. We lose big to Arizona.
So the answer is they're going everywhere.
They're going everywhere. And what's interesting is that we lose people on a net basis to Indiana, to Michigan, to Wisconsin. All of our neighbors are taking our people from us.
Well, you know,
on a net basis.
I'm sorry, Ted, to interrupt you, but you know, when this stuff comes up, I tend to think, well, right, people are retiring and they're going to Texas or they're going to Florida or they're going to Arizona. But if that was the case, Wisconsin would be losing people, Indiana would be losing people, Iowa would be losing people, and that's not necessarily the case, correct?
Well, that's absolutely, you're right. So if you go to 2010, just this past decade, we're the only one that shrunk. You know, even Michigan, who struggled a lot with Detroit, it still managed to grow almost 1% over that 10-year period. We've lost 2%. And you got places like Indiana that have grown 4%. And, you know, over time, this adds up because, you know, you need people for investment, for entrepreneurship, for tax base, and we're losing ours.
So what do we do about it? How do we turn this around?
Well, I think what's happened is that, you know, if you look at our state and our state leaders, we've got no plan. We've had no plan. This has been a trend that's been going on for a while compared to places like Texas. You know, Texas and Florida are growing by 2 and 3 million people. So they're attracting massive amounts of investment. And so we need to start thinking competitively. We compete with 49 other states. And if we continue to be too expensive, if we don't provide enough good jobs, if our governments are too corrupt, and we know a lot about that, when you add all those things up, people just say, hey, I look over the border at Indiana. It's much cheaper to live there. I get a bigger house, lower taxes. If I move to Atlanta, if you're a black entrepreneur, you can go to Atlanta, and it's just, you know, a hot market for African Americans and trying to do businesses.
But
we're not competing, and we have to change our mentality is what we need to do.
The good jobs in Illinois, that we need good jobs, that's a chicken or egg sort of thing, right? Because if we've got companies or people leaving Illinois, the good jobs aren't going to be here. How do you get the jobs before you lose the people?
Well, the problem is we've made it very expensive to live here. You know, we have the highest property taxes in the nation by far. You know, our property taxes are 3 times higher than Indiana's, for example. And so we're making it very expensive for people to live here. And so as people move out, companies that might think about expanding their businesses here say, no, I'm going to do it in Indiana, or I'm going to do it in Texas or Florida. So that's why our government has to be thinking, how do we make our cost of living here and our cost of operating businesses cheaper, not more expensive? How do we do it more effectively, more efficiently? How do we cut corruption and you know, our overly expensive government so that taxes are lower? And that's what people are looking for, but they just can't find it. And you know, we look for government officials to message that they're going to do something better about Illinois, but they don't. They keep, you know, the progressive tax failed, and now there's talk of another tax. So, you know, people are just shrugging their shoulders and leaving.
Ted Dabrowski, the president of Viewpoints, or Wirepoints, I should say. Thanks very much, Ted. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having us on, and please follow us at wirepoints.org.
Wirepoints.org. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.